T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
Jerk or Justified is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on the Breakfast Buzz.
All rise. Court is in session.
Here come the judge.
Okay, you guys got to decide. You guys are the jury. 222-2899. Is it a jerk thing to do or is it justified? Coming from our good friend Jill Schlesinger, who does the business news on CBS, she wanted to put this on trial. Mm-hmm. Not to let someone cut in line ahead of you, even though they said they are late for an appointment. Would you be a jerk or would you be justified?
She told that story last week and was hilarious.
Just yeah, she switched it up, though. She didn't let the person cut in line.
Which is justified.
She wanted to put that person on trial. But you know what? To say no to someone. Oh, my gosh, I'm so late for an appointment. Can I just sneak in line ahead of you? No. Jerk or justified? 222-2899.
To say no? Yeah, that's justified. Get in line. Aww. I had to get in line.
Really?
I had to get in line. You get in line, too. I'm late
for
stuff.
They're late.
So what? Don't get in line.
We all know your life. You're not late ever for anything. There's nothing that you are late for.
Well, it's that.
Because there's nothing going on in your life.
No, I'm always on time for stuff because I plan it like that. So plan it like that so you have time to stand in line at a coffee shop or whatever you're doing. Then take your.
You would say no. You would be bold enough to look them in the face and say no. No,
yeah,
go to the back of the line.
Done it before.
And you would feel completely fine.
Hey, if somebody behind me wants to let them in, go ahead. But I've been waiting in line and I'm staying in line.
So you're that person when the left lane is ending, you don't let the person in
right,
into your lane.
Right.
You speed up. Yeah. You're that guy.
I block them.
Oh,
sorry, that's just the way I think. That's the way I feel. I think it's justified. 222 Buzz. Are you
even? Huh. Even with the pandemic and everybody's getting a little bit softer as far as appreciating what's important in life and caring about each other.
Yeah, get away from me. It's a pandemic. Stay 6 feet behind me.
It's actually easier to cut in line. You actually don't even have to ask permission. There's so much of a gap
There's
now.
So much room.
Yeah, you just think, oh, okay, were you in line?
Oh, God.
I think that's a jerk move.
Come
I think
on.
That would make you a jerk to
Why?
Say no. Because you don't know what's going on in their life. Why not do something? That's just a simple, kind gesture. And it's not going to slow you down that much, one person.
If that is so important to them, then their appointment isn't. You see what I'm saying?
Things happen. Life happens. Kids slow you down. I blame the kids. I don't even know if this person has kids, but I blame the kids. Whether they have kids or not, blame someone else's kids. It's always the kids' fault.
Well, that's who you can blame the kids. Always blame the kids for stuff.
222-2899. You guys have to decide a verdict in this case. So we'll give it like, I don't know, 15 minutes or so. We'll figure out a verdict in this case. Is it a jerk thing to do or is it justified to not let someone cut in line ahead of you, even though they said they're late for an appointment?
Give us a call, 222-BUZZ.
In the criminal justice system, judgment-based offenses are considered especially heinous. In Rochester, New York, the dedicated radio hosts who investigate these vicious crimes are members of an elite squad known as the Breakfast Buzz. These are their stories.
All right, today on trial, you have to decide, is it a jerk thing to do or is it justified not to let someone cut in line ahead of you, even though they said they're late for an appointment? We've all been there, right? We've all been that person who wants to cut in line, and we've all been that person who someone asked us to cut in line.
I've always, the only time I've ever cut in line is when family members were in line and I get in with them.
Oh, that makes it okay. Mm-hmm. But because you don't have to ask, because you
right.
just assume
I just get
your
in between,
spot in line. In front.
Yeah, my brother.
Well, but
and
how does that make that okay? But then you said nobody should cut the line.
Nope. Don't let you in. Sorry. I'm a hypocrite. What? That's why.
Yeah, you are a hypocrite. That's good that you realize that, recognize it, and announce it out loud.
What's convenient for me is the angle of attack.
And you know what? Anybody who calls up and said that this is justified, say that this is justified, mm-hmm. you yourself are a hypocrite. Because you're absolutely right, Scott. If there was a family member or a friend, anybody and everybody would cut in front of that person.
That's the golden ticket.
So you almost have to rule this to be a jerk move.
No, it's justified. Get in line. Get back in the back of the line.
Oh, God. I've never done it. I can't. I just can't bring myself to look at somebody and say no. That would be, don't you even feel like you're a jerk?
Hey, listen.
You got to have like this mean look on your face too when you say no. You can't say no. I mean, there's nothing about that's pleasant or nice.
You just say nope.
Zero that's easy. Terrible.
I know, but that's the way, I don't know. The jury will decide.
You don't feel icky?
Nope.
Oh. Well,
just like I would
mean.
Say, nope.
You're mean at the core.
Hey, listen, find Sandy at any store and just pop. Just don't even ask her. Just go, step right in front of her. She'll be
I'll
fine.
I'll let
with
you
it.
Cut.
Nah.
I'm fine with
jerk or justified?
I think it's justified.
Oh, my. Wow. You mean.
No.
That's
no,
the mean. That's what mean
is. If I got to wait in line, they should wait in line. Yeah. They're a little earlier.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know what's going on in their life. You don't know what kind of day they're having. Maybe that's all they needed was a nice person.
And they
to
don't
say,
know what kind of day I was having. That's why I got there earlier.
The buyer's jerk or justified.
Justified.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's
one person. It's not going to slow you down.
On your part does not require me to inconvenience myself. And did you get permission from every other person in that line before you got to me?
Oh, wow.
So there's a whole line of people besides myself, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
When you said that, by the way, as a side note, that poor planning on your part doesn't constitute an emergency on mine is what I heard over and over from my father. So that just threw me back to childhood. Thank you for that.
You just triggered Sandy. Thanks.
You did just trigger me. Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling Judgment Zone. Good morning, the bus. Jerk or justified?
I got to say it's justified.
I thought Buzz listeners were nice, kind-hearted people.
We what are. We have our own family to worry about getting home to.
Yeah.
Oh, getting home. One person isn't going to slow you down that much. And who knows what's going to happen in the parking lot. Maybe you need to have them let you by or, you know, like, maybe you run into, I don't know, I'm trying to create a scenario.
Is not good
enough. Yeah, maybe they, you know, they'll cut you off in the parking lot.
I don't think he changed his mind. Thanks, Don.
I failed at that, example, but okay.
Okay, let's go to this one. Let's see if you can win with this one. Say hello, the Buzz. Jerk or justified? Good morning.
Totally justified. if they've set their clocks for it, like, be late for an appointment.
That's right. You got to set your clocks right.
You've never ever been late for an appointment. Never.
Not very much.
Oh, yeah. Baloney. I'm calling BS on that. Everybody has the moment when they're late. They just want to run in, get something quick, whatever it might be, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, crap, there's a line.
Do it after the appointment, right?
Hopefully. There you go. Why can't you get it after?
Yeah. Thank you. I hear crickets on the jerk side.
Shocked. I really am. I'm not even kidding you. I really am shocked. So you guys are all those angry drivers too, where you won't let somebody in. You're getting onto the expressway. You're trying to merge on, and there's that jerk that's just right there that won't let you in. The lane is ending. that person's trying to block your way to get in. How does it, how do you think that's okay? That's what's wrong. That's what's wrong with the world. We're not nice. We're not nice to each other.
We have a verdict.
Justify me. The case, the testimony, the verdict. It's the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Your jerk or justified verdict is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.